Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Listeners should refer to the disclaimer in the episode notes and at the end of this podcast.
We are making the journey for young investors easier to get into stock market and get into investing with a smart and easy way on the UpStreet app. So you basically download the app, sign up, you transact, you shop with your favorite brands, and you get shares. Easy as that.
G'day and welcome back to Equity ASA, brought to you by the Australian Shareholders Association. I'm Phil Muscatello, and today it's my pleasure to introduce you to Christian Eckelman. G'day, Christian.
G'day, Phil.
Oh, you say it just like an Australian.
Almost.
Now, Christian's got a company called UpStreet, which is a very new fintech startup. And you're the founder of the company?
Co-founder.
Co-founder of the company. Now, UpStreet is a fractional share investing app where you can go shopping and you can be rewarded rather than getting points. You can get your rewards as shares. And it's a great way to get started in investing. So where did the idea come from, Christian?
So I think the idea came from my two co-founders in 2019. We were all part of the Antler program. So first cohort, Antler's a new VC in town. And they had the idea, and then Antler basically asked me if I'm interested to join the team for operational and strategy and finance. I have a background in these three areas. And I joined the team and looked at it and said, let me test it if that stacks up. And I give it 2 days and I model it to death and that won't work. But I couldn't. And I think in these 2 days, I really looked into it and said I fell in love with that whole idea of giving ownership to people. So you're already a fan in the brands. Why should you not own a piece of it? Or have you not heard this saying, hey, I've purchased like 10 times here already, I should be an owner of this company or of this store.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I shop here so much. Why don't I own this store?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that was the idea. And then also from my personal experience, I was a management consultant for a long time and saw the diminishing return on like your points. Yeah, so when I started, it was good value. In the end, you couldn't get much from it. And really thinking, This should be something better, and everybody has a points program now. There's no differentiation, and then really looked deep into it and found also like people tried it for a lot. It's not a new idea, so I think there were like 5-6 different companies over the last 10-20 years who've tried it, and it wasn't possible for regulation, technology, cultural reasons. And now it's the time to do it. I think that's exactly the right time to build this kind of product.
So a big part of it is loyalty, isn't it? Brands can engender loyalty from their customers by giving them a part of the company.
Correct. And we call it true loyalty because, again, 2x2 metrics, if you think you need to have two things to be loyal to a company. You need to like the brand. So, for example, I love Porsche. I'm a big Porsche car fan, love to drive it, but I'm actually not really loyal because I can't transact. I can't afford a Porsche. So it's good for Porsche that I like it, but it's bad because I don't buy. And on the other side, if you buy from it, but you don't really like the brand, that is where you're like Uber. Uber was great, but now they're starting charging me on a rainy day like today, $90 from go from Bondi to the CBD. What do? I go to Didi. Same driver, same car, same product, basically. So I'm spurious loyal. What you want is actually you have both. You like the brand and you transact. This is true loyalty. And we believe there are three things you can do to get to true loyalty. So first, you need to have a great product. If you don't sell something people really use and adds value to their life, then that won't work. Great brand, and then a share rewards program where you actually make your fans to an owner in the company. And then there's research, scientific evidence that when you're an owner, you actually purchase 30% more, you have a higher basket size, you actually stop purchasing less at a competitor, and then there's even that you accept the premium. Because it's your company, you get also the upside of the, if the company does well, you get the upside, and the dividends are reinvested as well. So that's aligned interest.
Mm. An aspect of this is that younger people now have access to so many ways of getting started in investing. How do you see Upstreet as being a way for learning about investing and starting off the journey of ownership?
Yeah, so we did a lot of user surveys and we asked people, are you interested in equities? And we found like 90% of people said, yes, I'm interested. And then, so do you do it? 30% of the 90 said, yeah, I'm all settled, I have a ComSec account. But the 60% said the two reasons why they are not investing. A, it's complicated to set up an account. Like they just don't want to do that. And B is, I don't have the money. So like minimum transactions value is probably between 100 and 500 bucks on the common platforms we see. And these are the two things Upstreet is solving. It's very easy to get your account set up. You need your phone number, email address, and your address. That's it. And then they can get started. And then on the other side is you would buy your new sneakers anyway, or you go on a vacation. Just use the Upstreet platform, book through us, and you get fractional shares for your purchase, starting at 1 cent. Yeah, so you don't need to wait until you have enough money to buy a share. Shares can be very expensive, so a couple of hundred bucks in some cases. But we have built a platform so you can get 10 cents in a share. So it's a fraction of a share, fractional share investment platform.
So walk us through the process. A new user, what do they do?
A new user. So you go to the App Store, Play Store, or Apple App Store. You search for Upstreet. You download the app. You are on board. And then there's a few different ways to get started. So you can use our bank and account linking, card linking functionality. And then you just shop as normal with Marley Spoon. And we see the transactions on your bank account or with your credit card or debit card. And then we reward you automatically. And then we have another kind of partner company, for example, Booking.com. You basically go on the Upstreet app, you click on a link that transfers you to the Booking.com website. And then you book, and then we reward you with, I don't know, like 3-4% of this booking value in shares.
And I know you're adding new brands and partners at a daily rate, but just give us a run through of some of the partners at the moment that you can be rewarded with fractional shares.
Yeah, so I think our top brands is really like Marley Spoon, eBay, Booking.com, Lululemon, Essex. We just recently launched with Liquorland, Vintage Cellar, and First Choice, where you can get your weekend provisions on beer and wine and spirits, which is a very good traction so far on that category. And in total, it's like 180 brands, and we are adding like 20 a week. So it's rapidly growing.
Wow, it's growing really fast, isn't it? Yeah, it must be exciting. How old's the company?
We are live for 8 months and the company is almost 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Took a while to build that product. And
sounds pretty fast to me.
I always think we are not that fast, but it's, I think, if you are in the trenches and if you look from the outside, it's a different perspective. Yeah.
Mm.
And I think we are adding over the next few months another like 20 a week. That's probably what our capacity is at the moment. But it's not only like retail products. We're also doing services. So we have one company where you can make your will and you get 25% back in shares as a promotion. And we're extending to different areas and different products. So the idea is, can we get a big portion of your day-to-day spend where you can actually get rewarded in shares? That's the idea. And then on the long term, you can save some money on the side.
So what's kind of the quantum of earnings that an ordinary user can make day to day?
So I look always at my portfolio, so and I'm an ordinary user, and I buy my sneakers, Booking.com and Marley Spoon. And I think I have already $400 in my portfolio over the last 6 months.
Wow. And it's a great start, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great start.
For nothing, for doing nothing.
Not doing what you do anyway.
Yeah.
And but we have started in October last year with 10 brands, and now we're on 150. So it's way more opportunity to basically shop more and get more rewarded. And also we released just another Chrome extension. So we have an
Upstreet. That's right. Yeah, it's the Upstreet app. Yeah. Let's talk about the extension as well.
Exactly.
Because so, you can put it in your browser or you can shop via your browser.
Correct.
As well.
Correct. So what we found is that people say shopping through a mobile device is kind of cumbersome, which is true. Yeah. So we developed a Chrome extension, which you can download from the Chrome extension store. And that basically gives you the opportunity to click on the link there. Or even if you surf to a partner website, it pops up and says activate your rewards. And then it's easier. You can, on your computer, shop as normal and get rewarded. And many people really, really love this kind of product. And one other thing when we talk to people is like, that sounds too good to be true, what you're doing. What's the catch? And people are saying, oh, you may be a scam. And we said, let's do something about it. And we just recently, last week, to be honest, is we launched the Moonshot. And it's basically a way to get free shares. So if you want to trial Upstreet, go to moonshot.upstreet.co. You can then click on a button and you get it's a lottery. You win every time. So you win between 5 cents and $100.
Anyone, just to clarify, anyone can go to this website. What was the website again?
Moonshot.upstreet.co.
And you can, spin the wheel.
You spin the wheel, click on a button, yep. You shoot a rocket on the moon, and you win between 5 cents and $100 in a random share in our fund. And then the only thing you need to do is sign up. And you receive that. It's free. And you can click on it every 24 hours.
So what's the ownership model with the units that are being held?
So Upstreet is a custodial fund and a managed investment scheme, meaning you as a user, you don't own the share. So it's owned on your behalf by Sandhurst/Bendigo Bank. They hold the shares. They do the votings. But what you get is you get the dividends. You get the franking credits. So you have all this, and the upside, if the share price goes up, you also participate in that. So it's a bit different to a normal broker where you actually own the share. But again, if that's important for you, Upstreet will not be able to help you. But if you say, I want the dividends and I want the custodial thing is okay for me, which most people we interviewed say actually they are fine with it.
Yeah, well, a lot of younger people wouldn't even know about the CHESS model and brokerage and how it's held and SRNs and HINs.
Correct. Yeah. It's a different vehicle, but we need to do this in this way to actually offer a product which makes economic sense.
It's very accessible.
Exactly. You need also to see that you can't buy a fraction of shares on the ASX. You need to buy full shares, and then you have the problem. If you look at a Kohl's share, it's probably $18 or so. And so you need to save until you have 18 and then you buy. And then the buying cost is for the trade is 5 to 10 or $20. So that would not work. So we need to have this kind of structure in place to allow you to start investing from 1 cent starting.
And so once you've accumulated a certain amount, how easy is it to take your funds out?
Yeah, so at the moment, it's you need to send us a form and sign the form and say you want to withdraw with your bank details. But we will now integrate that in the next few weeks directly into the app. Mm-hmm. And then you basically tell us, oh, I have $100 in, I don't know, like Kohl's, and I want to sell $50. And then we say, I'm fine. And then we will do the hard work on the back end. We will sell the shares and liquidate it and then transfer the money to your bank account. That's also free, so there's no fee attached to it.
There's an aspect of Upstreet that is business to business as well. It's not just about business to consumers, but it can be used for businesses to reward employees, suppliers, and those kind of people. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is actually very interesting. So when we first started, we said we are a consumer product and had this conversation, and then we somehow had a conversation with the CEO of a professional service company and first didn't really know where that work, but in the conversation, it actually turned out that they think employees is also a good target to reward them for their loyalty. And when you really think it through what happens right now, it's very tough to hire people and having loyal employees. It's a lot of cost if someone leaves and you have to replace them, opportunity cost and then hiring cost and so on. So it's very important to make your employees happy. There are programs in place like restricted share option plans and ESS. But what we are doing is basically giving additional like adjacency. Instead of $5 for coffee or $50 for Kohl's voucher on your birthday, you give $50 in the company shares. And the idea behind it is, and it's pure psychology and it's proven, so we don't need to go and prove that again, is what's better? Do you find one time $10 or 10 times $1? And we know the latter is better for your psychology, is better for, you're more happy with that one. Yeah. And there's like the human being and not that rational in that sense. And that's what we are building. And one client will go live next week, which we are very, very excited. Then also the employees have the opportunity to get their shares from their employer, but we can also then use the Upstreet platform to book vacation with booking.com and get additional shares. So this is one aspect. And then the other one is basically business to business for SMEs, where there's many services are basically commoditized. So you have more choices as a business to choose where you want to go. And there are also companies who want to make a difference and say, I make you as my owner or my investor in my company, and then you will behave differently and we win together. Yeah, that's basically the idea. And we're very, very excited about this case where it makes absolutely sense. And some companies we work with the CEO says, this makes absolutely sense. I want this. And when can we get started? We're still building it, but goes live very, very soon.
Christian, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Phil, for having me.
Important. Please remember these podcasts are produced to provide information and education, and they're not designed to provide financial advice, nor are they a recommendation to buy shares in the companies featured or discussed. The Australian Shareholders Association does not endorse or favour any specific commercial product or company. Please obtain independent professional advice before investing. We value your feedback and questions. Please contact us at share@asa.asn.au if you have any suggestions for guests or specific questions you'd like answered.